Tonight, the extreme weather gripping this nation. The boy swept away, two adults swept away trying to save him. Also, the emergency at Yellowstone, the home into a river, and the record-breaking heat across this country. First, those new images coming in, the unprecedented flooding emergency and rock slides forcing Yellowstone National Park to close entrances, the house falling into a raging river. Tonight, the new images of that home carried away, bridges and roads washed out, communities cut off, no power or safe drinking water, the rock slides that made travel treacherous, the severe storms across several states, the deadly flooding in Milwaukee, that boy swept away, the two adults trying to save him, then taken into a drainage tunnel. And tonight, the record-breaking heat gripping the country, more than 100 million Americans, at least 25 states. And now the water outages just as this heat moves in. Will Carr near Yellowstone tonight, Ginger Z timing this all out. Also tonight, on the eve of a major meeting of the Federal Reserve, the Fed considering the biggest interest rate hike in nearly 30 years, what this could mean for American families. The effort to cool down inflation, can it be done, though, without sending the country into recession? And tonight, families across this country, the father with a decent-paying job in line at a food bank because the bills are rising so quickly, the retired teacher now working again, the reality for so many families. Tonight, the news just in, what Congresswoman Liz Cheney says to expect in the next public hearing from the January 6th committee, focusing on the pressure placed on former Vice President Mike Pence by the former president not to certify the election. And tonight, hear what Mike Pence is now saying, speaking out. John Carl standing by. The war in Ukraine tonight, all eyes now on a key strategic city in eastern Ukraine, the last bridge destroyed by Russian shelling. Ukrainian fighters still there at James Longman right there near the eastern front tonight. There is news tonight on WNBA star Brittany Griner. Tonight, Russia now extending her detention. What we're learning from the State Department. Outside New York City tonight, the school emergency, the bounce house overturning, school children inside. But authorities are now saying tonight. The scare at an American zoo, the family dog somehow ending up in the gorilla exhibit. The gorilla clearly not happy. The family's watching in horror, telling the dog to run. And the extraordinary work to get that dog to safety. And the famous band tonight and the announcement, leaving millions of fans shocked and very upset tonight.
From ABC News World Headquarters in New York, this is World News Tonight with David Muir.
Good evening, and it's great to have you with us here on a Tuesday night. And we begin tonight with this extreme weather gripping much of this country, the storms in Milwaukee for one, the 10-year-old boy swept away, the two adults trying to save him swept into a drainage tunnel as well. They have found the boy's body tonight. Also, the emergency inside Yellowstone Park, the home plunging into a river, they say because of unprecedented flooding, because of the rain and snow melt. And across this country tonight, more than 100 million Americans under alert for record-breaking heat from California to Texas, from Chicago to the East Coast. The stunning images tonight from Gardner, Montana, this home swept away by the rushing Yellowstone River. The view from the other side of the river tonight, the foundation you can see gone there, that house slips into the water and is just swept away. Bridges and roads gone across the area, many families staying in the park. They were forced to shelter in place. The images of the treacherous route through a rainy Yellowstone National Park, rocks falling on a car. That heat also fueling severe storms, pummeling Chicago and parts of the Midwest, a damaging supercell, traveling more than 100 miles. And as I mentioned, in Milwaukee, the search after that 10-year-old boy and two adult men, they were all swept into that drainage ditch as heavy storms slammed the area overnight. And now tonight, the dangerous heat is spreading from Texas up to the Great Lakes and across to the east. In some areas, the heat index, the feel-like readings, from 100 to 115 degrees. Tonight, all of those entrances to Yellowstone National Park remain closed. Ginger Z times all of this out, but first, ABC's Will Carr on the scene near Yellowstone tonight.
Tonight, extreme weather sweeping across the nation. In Montana, fast-moving floodwaters causing this catastrophic damage in and around Yellowstone, whisking away a shed, and then this massive house crashing into the current a few hours later. River dragging it downstream.
My grandparents were saying it's the highest it's been in about 100 years. So it's pretty crazy to see, for sure.
The unprecedented flooding forcing the closure of all entrances to Yellowstone National Park after heavy rainfall and near record high temperatures rapidly melted snowpack over the weekend. Parts of Highway 89, the main road on the north side of the national park, washed away.
Whoa.
rocks falling onto the road, nearly missing this car as it exited the park.
The rain here has let up, but you still have towns submerged. This is a road, and you can see there are cars, businesses, and homes all still underwater.
The rising waters cutting off communities that border the Yellowstone River, leaving some without power and safe drinking water. Cindy Fogarty and her family visiting from Nashville, trapped in the town of Gardner.
It was just going really fast, and the water was just taking logs down the river, and it was just really fast.
The raging rapids ripping this bridge apart.
That was our way home.
Floodwaters rushing past this building, part of its walls now gone. The Montana National Guard evacuating at least 12 people. So far, no flood-related injuries or deaths reported. Heavy storms also hitting Milwaukee, where authorities say a 10-year-old boy and two men were swept away by high waters into a drainage ditch Monday night. Authorities locating the boy's body late today. They're still searching for the two men.
Swift water moving into an enclosed space in those tunnels provides us absolutely no opportunity to conduct some sort of rescue opportunity. We are conducting a recovery operation at this point.
And from the Great Lakes to the southeast, extreme heat expected to break records this week.
I am burning up. It's 110 out here, and I'm too old to be sick out here.
In Odessa, Texas, where temperatures hit 100 degrees today, residents now under a boil water notice due to a major water main break. Demand for power in Texas surging to an all-time high earlier this week. Energy supplier ERCOT says so far they've had enough supply to meet demand. Back in Montana, the flood's striking just as the summer tourist season picks up. Tonight, the road to Gardner reopened, and Fogarty's family, along with hundreds of tourists, the first to leave.
It's sad that the people, some of them, you know, they lost their home, and it's just sad what all took place. But I think it's a small town, and they will come together and help each other.
I'm sure they will. We're thinking about that community and so many others dealing with severe weather across the country tonight. And Will, I know many families just now getting out of Yellowstone. We've seen the line of cars. Any idea yet when Yellowstone reopens?
David, not until all the water recedes and we can see the full extent of all the damage. We do know the north side of the park will be closed for quite some time. It comes as the governor has declared a statewide disaster after everything that's played out here over the past 48 hours. David.
Well, we've seen what's happened there at Yellowstone and, of course, in the Midwest as well. So, Will, thank you. Let's get right to Chief Meteorologist Ginger Zee tracking it all. And of course, Ginger, now this record heat gripping much of the nation.
Yes, David, the heat is remarkable, especially because of how early in the season we're seeing it. Chicago hit 100 degrees, and that is the first time we've been this hot in 10 years. It was 2012 last time we saw 100 this early in the season. So look at this. Chicago had that excessive heat warning. Cincinnati finds themselves there as well. Paducah, Kentucky. The heat advisory stretch all the way to the Florida Panhandle, South Georgia. The numbers look like this. By tomorrow afternoon, you're going to feel like 103 in Detroit. Pittsburgh the same. Savannah, Georgia, 108. Atlanta not getting a break at 101. And when you're this hot and then some cool air is coming, you're going to have severe storms. Tornado threat is enhanced, especially for central Wisconsin, Madison, up to Oshkosh. I'd look out tomorrow. David?
We'll be watching first thing in the morning on GMA. Ginger, thank you. We're going to turn now to the other news this Tuesday night. We're on the eve of a key meeting of the Federal Reserve set to raise interest rates in this country, part of the effort to slow down this record inflation, of course, taking a real toll on American families. But can they do this without sending the country into recession? Many economists not convinced tonight. All eyes, of course, on the Federal Reserve now, set to raise those rates to slow the rising prices. And economists say the average family now paying nearly $350 more every month for the same things they were buying last year. ABC's Victor Akendo on families across this country now feeling this. He's from Florida tonight.
Tonight, with prices rising at their fastest clip in 40 years, the Federal Reserve expected to raise interest rates by 0.75 point to slow inflation, the biggest hike in nearly three decades.
Everyone can agree that this inflation is very painful and it has to come down. So the only way of doing that is getting those interest rates up and slowing the growth rate in the economy.
The move will send the cost of credit cards, car loans to mortgages even higher at a time when Americans are already paying more for just about everything. In Minnesota,
is this not enough?
Demand soaring at this food bank.
Got three kids, two teenagers and a young one, so anything helps. We barely make it, and I get paid pretty good at my job.
families are now shelling out nearly $350 more every month than they did for the same things last year. Gas prices averaging about $5 a gallon, up about 50%, groceries up almost 12%, and rent up 26%. Marilyn Bailey in Tampa, Florida is retired. Now that her rent is going up, she's looking for work.
It's going to be a stretch. So I'm looking for a part-time job at 75.
Former teacher Jane Moore had to go back to work too and is watching her nest egg shrink by the day.
What took the biggest hit? Was it the 401k?
Yes, it was. I'm the most nervous about that.
And what's costing you the most right now?
The gas, the food, the electric, of course, has gone up too.
Everything costs more.
Everything costs more.
And with growing fears of a recession, President Biden facing growing pressure to take steps to ease the pain, today in Philadelphia, blaming Republicans for blocking his proposals to lower prices on things like drugs and child care.
The problem is, Republicans in Congress are doing everything they can to stop my plans to bring down costs on ordinary families.
But for now, so many Americans are feeling the squeeze, asking how long they can weather the storm.
I don't know how working people are going to be able to afford medicine, groceries, gasoline, car payments, mortgage. I don't know.
And David, the Fed is expected to raise interest rates. They're trying to tame inflation without plunging the country into a recession, but many experts are warning the country may be headed for one anyway. David.
We'll be watching this meeting over the next couple of days. Victor, thank you. In the meantime, next tonight, the message put out by Congresswoman Liz Cheney late today on what Americans should expect in this next public hearing, the third hearing in front of the country of the January 6th committee. They will focus on the pressure placed on former Vice President Mike Pence by the former president not to certify the election. And tonight, what Mike Pence is now saying, speaking out, saying he was the one who did the right thing that day. Here's our chief Washington correspondent, Jonathan Carl, tonight.
As lawmakers prepare to outline what they describe as Donald Trump's relentless pressure campaign against his own vice president, Mike Pence is speaking out.
I'll always believe that I did my duty that day. And I know in my heart of hearts I did. And I believe that when all the information and the facts come forward, the American people will better understand what occurred.
The chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff has testified that it was Pence, not Donald Trump, who called the Pentagon when the Capitol was under siege.
There were two or three calls with Vice President Pence. He was very animated, and he issued very explicit, very direct, unambiguous orders. There was no question about that. Get the military down here. Get the guard down here.
By contrast, here is General Milley's description of his conversation with President Trump's chief of staff, Mark Meadows, on January 6th.
He said, we have to kill the narrative that the vice president is making all the decisions.
The committee is using the testimony of Trump's own top advisors to make the case against him. Former Attorney General Bill Barr saying when it came to claims of a stolen election, Trump didn't care about the truth.
When I went into this and would, you know, tell him how crazy some of these allegations were, there was never an indication of interest in what the actual facts were.
The committee says Trump and his allies conned supporters into donating some $250 million to fight the election results.
So not only was there the big lie, there was the big ripoff.
Where did the money actually go? $1 million of it went to a foundation run by White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows. More than $200,000 spent at Trump Organization properties.
Kimberly.
And tens of thousands of dollars went to Donald Trump Jr.'s fiance, Kimberly Guilfoyle, who was seen backstage at the rally outside the White House on January 6th.
Liberty-loving patriots that will not let them steal this election.
She spoke for 2.5 minutes and then was paid $60,000.
$60,000 for 2.5 minutes. John Carl with us live again tonight from the Capitol. John, we know this next hearing scheduled for Thursday early afternoon. We'll have it live here on ABC. You and I will be on the air with our team. We're going to hear about this pressure put against Mike Pence. Some of the former vice president's closest advisors set to testify about the efforts to pressure him into not certifying the election.
David, you heard Liz Cheney say they will focus on what she called the relentless pressure campaign on Pence.
Pence himself has not spoken to the committee, will not be speaking to the committee on Thursday, but he has given the green light to all of his top aides to cooperate with the committee. You will hear those voices on Thursday, including live testimony from his former chief counsel. This is the lawyer who was at Pence's side throughout it all as Donald Trump and those outside lawyers were trying to pressure him to use his power that he didn't really have to overturn the election.
All right, John Carl with us tonight. John, thank you as always. In the meantime, we turn to the war in Ukraine tonight into a major development in the battle for that key city in the Donbass. All of the bridges in that critical city in the east have now been destroyed tonight. This is a victory, obviously, for the Russians. Our James Longman near the eastern front tonight with the Ukrainian fighters not giving up. James reporting tonight from eastern Ukraine.
Tonight, the city of Severodonetsk all but cut off. Satellite images show the last of the bridges to Ukrainian-controlled territory smashed by Russian shelling. Up to 80% of the city is in Russian hands, but this video online shows pockets of Ukrainian fighters still holding on. Civilians are desperate to leave all over the east as Russian shells rain down indiscriminately. If Severodonetsk falls, Putin will have secured a major symbolic victory, and he'd be closer to his goal of occupying the entire Donbass of eastern Ukraine.
We are within range of the Russians here.
Definitely, yeah.
We went close to the eastern front line today. This soldier wants to show me how close the bombs are landing.
So this is how close they've got to your position here?
Yes.
This is where bombs have landed.
That's more.
And presumably the Russians know that there are Ukrainian soldiers in these farmhouses. I think we should leave because that sounds like it's just getting more frequent.
We head to the trenches. Vitaly is part of a more elite civil defense. A former soldier, he stopped work as a baker to return to the front. He says they risk losing these positions. We need more than an AK-47 to go up against heavy artillery and tanks, he says. There are still victories. This captured Russian tank now being turned against Putin's forces.
This is a Russian tank which has been commandeered by the Ukrainians. We've got the targeter and the commander here showing us this equipment. They're very proud to have been able to use it because it's so much more modern than anything the Ukrainians have got.
How does it feel to be targeting Russians inside a Russian tank?
It's awesome,
he says.
A modern tank like this is a fortunate bonus, but winning this war will take a lot more than luck.
And David, Russia says if the Ukrainians surrender, they'll open humanitarian corridors out of Severodonetsk. Russia has made these offers before. Ukraine says they're in bad faith. David.
Well, James Longman, our thanks to you again tonight. And from Russia tonight, James, as you know, there's also news on WNBA star Brittany Griner, Russia now extending her detention once again until at least July 2nd now. Griner's now been in Russian custody since February, arrested at the airport, accused of bringing vape cartridges containing hashish oil into the country. U.S. State Department officials meeting with her team trying to get her released. U.S. officials have said on the record that she is being wrongfully detained. When we come back tonight, the school emergency outside New York City, the bounce house emergency, school children inside, and then the alarming scene at an American zoo, the dog somehow getting into the gorilla exhibit. Families watching.
Hey, I'm Andy Mitchell, a New York Times bestselling author.
And I'm Sabrina Kohlberg, a morning television producer. We're moms of toddlers and best friends of 20 years.
And we both love to talk about being parents, yes, but also pop culture.
So we're combining our two interests by talking to celebrities, writers, and fellow scholars of TV and movies.
Cinema, really.
About what we all can learn from the fictional moms we love to watch.
From ABC Audio and Good Morning America, Pop Culture Moms is out now wherever you listen to podcasts.
We've got the exclusive view behind the table. Every day, right after the show, while the topics are still hot, the ladies go deeper into the moments that make the view, the view. The Views Behind the Table podcast. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
The first ever criminal trial of a former president is underway in Manhattan. It's one of potentially four trials facing former President Trump as he makes his third bid for the White House. What do voters think about his culpability, and would a guilty verdict make a difference in the election? I'm Galen Druk, and every Monday and Thursday on the 538 Politics podcast, we break down the latest news from the campaign trail. We sort through the noise and zoom in on what really matters, using data and research as we go. That's 538 Politics every Monday and Thursday, wherever you get your podcasts.
Tonight outside New York City, the alarming scene at an elementary school, children celebrating the end of the year when a bounce house overturned, at least 14 children injured when the packed bounce house overturned at Wyandanch Park on Long Island. At least one child treated for a broken leg, the rental company insisting the house was properly secured. The school tonight promising an investigation. When we come back here to the Index and the famous band tonight, their big announcement, millions crushed. To the Index and the wildly popular K-pop group BTS announcing they are taking some time apart, saying they've hit a rough patch and want to work on solo projects. BTS insisting the band is not breaking up. Their millions of loyal fans tonight very upset, though, knowing how this usually goes next. When we come back here, the scare at the zoo, the dog, and the gorilla.
ABC World News Tonight with David Muir, sponsored by VivGuard.
Finally tonight here, the all-out effort to save the dog.
Doggy!
It was the incredible sight at the San Diego Zoo Safari Park.
What is the gorilla chasing?
A dog.
A dog?
The dog somehow inside the gorilla enclosure. The dog is okay tonight, but not without a scare.
There's a doggy in there. It's not supposed to be in there.
The dog is shepherd mix running to the right there, the silverback gorilla following.
Run, run, run!
The gorilla at one point tossing up dirt.
There he goes. He just went down.
Parents holding their children, many concerned about the welfare of that dog.
Hey, the dog's coming down here, guys.
Listen to the families trying to help, calling out the gorilla's name, Franklin.
Franklin!
Ultimately, the zookeepers coaxing the gorilla away, the San Diego Humane Society rescuing the dog.
Aw, it's okay, buddy.
Officer Samantha Clark putting the leash around his neck.
What are you doing in here?
Veterinarian Bree Sarvis checking him out.
Beautiful.
Tonight, the San Diego Humane Society saying he had no collar, no chip, but thankfully the dog is okay. And right here tonight.
Hi, David.
Officer Clark on the effort to save the dog.
He was very nervous and he just wanted some help, so I softly called him and he slowly walked over to me and I was able to leash him without any issues at all.
Tonight, they're trying to find the dog's family. And they are thankful to everyone who helped get the dog out. We are thankful too. That was a little too stressful. The dog and the gorillas all fine tonight. We hope that dog finds his family. I'll see you right back here tomorrow night. Good night.